This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, if you missed last night, what in the world are you doing? Maybe you were watching WNBA playoff games, which is the first story on ESPN.com.
Well, you know why.
I know this show.
Because it's not playoff games. It's the finals.
It is the finals,
you know,
yes.
You guys were the champions of the WNBA.
That's right.
Here you are.
Tom Hamilton was right when he said it, though. I'm sorry. But he goes, they'll have the wild card round, and then ESPN forgets about baseball. And sure as hell,
right.
I thought of that. I get it on there. I go, oh, yeah, that's right. You guys air the WNBA
finals. It's like what they did to hockey. It's exactly what they did with hockey.
Yep.
They went from having a full-blown show with reporters and all sorts of anchors to Barry Melrose at the site of whatever the big hockey game was.
Let's go. You can go even further. Let me ask you this. If the NFL said, you know what? No, Prime has outbid you. No more NFL on ESPN. Would ESPN, would they try to even think about putting the NFL on the back burner?
I don't see how they could.
Because it's like Major League Baseball. All right, Major League Baseball. The NBA, certain times the NBA is not as popular as it could be, even though the NBA is very popular right now. But the NFL, they just fall bass-ackwards into money. Could they actually try to put them on the back burner? The answer is no, but
yeah, good
still.
Luck. Well, you know what they're... The only thing that a lot of these national people will care about going forward is to get the Mets and the Yankees. Right? Even though that's remarkably regional, but because New Yorkers live all over the country, that's just what they're going to want.
I saw a post from the great Pitbull where they were talking about the underdog of underdogs, and he was mentioning Jose Iglesias, but at the same time, I think... Well, he plays for the Mets. Can a team with the highest payroll in baseball ever be considered an underdog? They have $317 million payroll. Can they ever be considered an underdog? The Mets. We're at five games into the season. Was it Gary Cohen who's like, this is where it's at now. This is as bad as it gets. There was nobody there.
It's incredible.
And yeah, they're in the NLCS.
And they're making it a Cinderella story. And now Frankie Lindor is getting the buzz. But we focus on the Guardians, who come from behind in remarkable fashion. 5-4. How down and out were you, Kenny, when we were staring at that situation, losing, going into the seventh? How are you feeling about things? Did you think it would take a miracle? Were you like, no, we got this. We even though they got a good bullpen, we'll get some runs across the plate.
I did not feel great. What? because I was like, well, yeah, I didn't feel good until basically the final pitch. Because I was behind. I was behind on what it was. I thought, like, I was looking at social media. I thought it was done. I thought that it was, I knew it was done before it was done. So like my son's watching and I'm watching on the screen.
Score had happened before
I knew the score had happened before it had happened. Yeah. Yes. So I was a little bit worried about giving it away for him, I guess I would say. There you go. How you like that?
I'll tell you what was also remarkable yesterday is we're sitting here. There started to be arguments about Bybee and whether they should have made a move earlier. And it's like, guy gives up four hits, two earned in four innings. And we're so used to in this series, the bullpen games and having to go to the relievers, having to go to the pen, that's even a debate. I mean, he's a starter. He is your best starter this season. They gave up two earned. How many pitches? 64? Mm-hmm. like it's incredible
the
how
one
the playoffs
guy that's gotten into 100 for our staff and 64.
Yeah. And well he was in that situation early where, you know, the bases were loaded and he gets out of that jam. A big part of it
gave
was
up
Detroit.
A run, but yeah, it was loaded with no outs.
Yeah, it was loaded with no outs. The sac fly got one run in, but Torkelson was just caught sleeping at the wheel, and it sabotaged the rest of the inning for Detroit. And you're like, man, thank God we were able to get out of that. And then it was just a great baseball game from there on out, going back and forth. I got to say, man, people were so down and out on social media, which is exactly what that app is for a lot of people to just vent their emotions. I still felt that we had an opportunity. Like, I didn't think it was over.
It felt different than Game 3 because you'd seen runs across the plate already.
Yes. You know what? That's exactly right. Yeah, you had your breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
And they looked like they were swinging the bats with different intent. It was not, they were not going up to the box and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being guarded. It was very much like, all right, as soon as you see something, go.
Did you have anything more on Jose's home run planned?
His, what the?
In about last night. No. I want to give away what you're.
No,
okay.
But...
I'm thankful so many people are listening because it's, well, Daryl's going to join us today. Daryl's like, you touched the third rail. I go, I wasn't ripping on Jose Ramirez, guys. Like, I know the internet wants to be the internet. Like, I'm not ripping on Jose Ramirez. Like, it's, but when you're 0 for 4 and we need you the most, like, we just need you. And overall, I want him to be better. I wanted him to have better postseason numbers. So we were just making sure he was a shoe-in for the rightful place of where he's supposed to go when his career is over. And then he hits the home run, and I'm looking
at, well, you were getting a ton of, I told you
my
so.
Mentions.
Well, we
I'm
both
like,
were.
Well, again, how many people, because we were littered with calls with people going, where's Jose? Where's Jose? Where's Jose? Where's Jose? So it's like, well, you can either, you can't just turn your blind eye on everything. Like, I can respectfully ask, where's Jose? It doesn't mean to trade him. Doesn't mean to cut him. You can't do that. But you get what I'm saying. It doesn't mean I don't like him. It means I can respectfully ask, where's Jose? Like, I could someday respectfully ask, where's Miles Garrett? By the way, did I also not do that at the beginning of the season with Joel Bitonio? I love Joel Bitonio. It wasn't such a great start to the season for Joel Bitonio, right? Right.
Yeah, I did not understand. I mean, we had one clip.
These are sensitive. These
we had
are
one
sensitive
clip
times.
That was out there basically saying, yeah, Jose needs to step up. And he stepped up. Yeah. And people were like, oh, don't you feel stupid now? It's like, how?
No, I don't.
How? This
don't
is exactly
stupid.
What we were all begging for.
I feel happy that our best player on our team.
And we want it. We love
run.
The guy. We love the guy. And so we want him to have postseason moments.
I felt
it had
like
been
you.
8 years.
I felt like you yesterday because I said they're going, okay, when Lima, when people go, aren't you happy now? Lima's like, yeah, I'm happy that my favorite team won. Yeah, I'm happy.
Anyway, here is vote. Speaking of guys stepping up in a big way on both Jose and Manuel Clase.
They're our best two players. They have been all year. For Jose to get that homer, that had to feel so good for him, and it energized our dugout like you wouldn't believe. And Emmanuel, you know, he had the blip the other day. And he's going to get way too much negative publicity for that because that was one blip on the radar of a historic season that he's put together. And tonight was another story of that.
Even the way they were talking about the announcing team was talking about Jose, body language. He misskied up another good pitch. And they're like, man, he is really struggling right now. You can see it. He's wearing it on his sleeve and his emotions. And then for him to come up and do that was freaking
well,
awesome.
He feels the pressure of what he is. We make such a big deal of him taking the discount. He's like, yeah, he's got to be like, yeah, I know that it sits on his shoulders. He's got to know that it sits on his shoulders. So that adds a little bit more pressure to him. Like if we were in New York and we were talking Yankees, right? Like Aaron Judge, the pressure's still on him. But if Aaron Judge strikes out, all right, well, you still have Giancarlo Stanton before him. You still have Gleyber Torres at the top of the order. Like, you still have Juan Soto there. Like, you still have guys that can pick it up afterwards. For Jose, at times, now, I think it's helped out recently with a couple of guys hitting. And certainly at the top of the order, Stephen Kwan is setting the table in a wonderful way. But it's not what you're seeing and hearing with other big names in Major League Baseball and other lineups. So I think that he feels more pressure here than maybe what some others feel in other places.
One final note. This is Stephen Kwan having a hell of a series. 3-for-5. He's making defensive plays, running everything down. Had this to say on the MLB account on X about the fans in Game 5.
It's exciting. Barely put into words. It's going to be a good one. I mean, I know they'll show up. I would tell them we need them there, but they're already going to pull up and make it real loud. Cleveland knows what to do.
It's going to be such a frenzy on Saturday, and man, they need to get something pushed through early. They got to strike early.
Someone said game two sounded like a library until the sixth, and then Owen promptly cussed him out.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem. It's just guys need an early breakthrough for, I think, the fans, because Big Bad Scooble's not going to be Big Bad Scooble if they can somehow break through.
It's an 8 o'clock game now, yep. Not a 4:35.
Yeah, important to note. It's
like
important
that.
To note. So
I don't like that.
The thing that sucks is
I don't want to wait all day.
It's an all-day wait.
That sucks.
You got Ohio State and Oregon.
The one thing you were probably
it's the only thing I wanted.
Been booking for months. Yeah.
Yeah, I was so excited because it was going to be both of them. It was going to be like a doubleheader, and now they're on at the exact
it's
same time.
It's on Peacock,
basically.
Right?
That's the NBC game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Ohio State game's on. Well, you can go back and watch it on Peacock if you want to. Unpaid testimonial.
On demand.
You get double commercials with that one, but still, because they leave the commercials in and then they run their own in. So, listen, you got to pay Ohio State somehow. Okay, you're going to pay the fiddler. All right, that's it for About Last Night. Fantastic as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.